Amachono zisobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwendaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Ngiyalambulela ngenjabulo emsakazweni weStudio 7 ngesonto mhlaka 6 kuMfumfu 2024. Igama nguNtungamili Nkomo. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje, uZulu wakobulawayo uthi uzizwa engasaphephanga kulandela isehlakalo sezigebengu ezibambe inkunzi ebhanga zihlomile zantshontsha imali ephezu kwe-$4 million. Izakhamizi zika Ward 2 eGwanda North ziyathokoza ngoba seziqedisa ukwakha idamu eselile minyaka engamachumi amahlanu lisehlula. Zonke lezindaba lezinye ziyalandela. UZulu wakobulawayo uthi akasazizwa ephephile kulandela ukubanjwa inkunzi kwemota ethwala imali eyayisanda kuthatha izigidi ezedlula ezine $4 million ebhanga le-Ecobank ngeviki edluleyo. Izigebengu ezenza lokhu zazihlome ngemibhobho yohlobo lwama-AK-47 kanye labovolovolo. Sixoxele siphathamandla senhlanganiso elwela amalungelo oluntu ibhetshu likaZulu umnumzana Mbuso Fuzwayo.
Kuyethusa ikakhuluma abantu selibona kunama private citizens alembobho emkhulu kanjiyana abalesibindi sokuthi bethathe imali ligwaza umhlaba. Kodwa akakwethusi kangako, abantu bangadubeka amaNdebele athi singalamba sidlutshani. So okucacileyo okungamangalisiyo ukuthi abantu badubeka, and abantu bengadubeka ngendlela abantu beZimbabwe badubeka ngayo, they resort to crime. So abantu bonke sebedinga indlela zokuthi beziphilise ngoba kulamsebenzi. Labaphetheyo akutshengisi ukuthi kwelinye ilanga bake becabangela abantu ukuthi abantu bangaphila njani. So mbona ngazathi kunengi okufuze sikukhangelele. Lezi ndlini ungakhangela ama-robberies aya isanda. Kodwa okwethusayo ukuthi laba abaphetheyo benza ngani yonke nje into inormal. Akula mzamo yokuthi singenza njani ukuthi sitshintshe inhlala impilo zabantu bebe lenhlala kahle. So kusazoqhubeka ububi obunengi.
Umnumzana Mbuso Fuzwayo ngowenhlanganiso elwela amalungelo oluntu ibhetshu likaZulu. Izakhamizi zika Ward 2 eGwanda North ziphakathi kokuzigebhela idamu ngezandla ukuze zilwisane lodubo lokusilela kwamanzi oludlondlobaliswe ikoma komkhathi lonyaka. U-Albert Ncube usipha loludaba.
Sekuneminyaka engamachumi amahlanu 50 years kusungulwe imizamo yokwakha idamu ledomboritsitsa kodwa lisehlula kuphela ngenxa yengxaki ezijiyeneyo. Kepha lonyaka izakhamizi zithi zile themba lokuthi lizaphutsha leli damu ngoba zisebenza gadalala njalo zaziphakathi kokwakha umbundu wokubamba amanzi. Okwamanje izakhamizi zetatata zihamba umango omude zisekukha amanzi ngezinqola lokunathisa izifuyo zazo edamu lesilikwe. Umnumzana Ananias Nyathi odlale etatata uthi lingaphela leli damu lizabanceda kakhulu kanye lezifuyo zabo, ikakhulu nesikhathi sendlala esifana lalesi sesikhona lonyaka esesibulele inkomo ezedlula 4,000 emathabeleleni South.
Idamu leli ukuqalisa kwalo sibili mina ngibona ngangustandwane bona ngapha manje 1974 khathe sidamu sileqhiza ukuthi liyaphuma. Idamu leli zazinceda sizafaka izivande zembida and lezifuyo seziphilile. Khathe singikhuluma sokwathi si ungabhuda edamu leli lazokuphungunuka amadonki ayangena afela phakathi athini. Kodwa nxa useduze lapha uyayibona leli damu leli siyabonga sibili selikhiphe impilo yabantu abaningi engozini.
Amazwi kanyati agcizelelwe ngumgcini isihlalo ekomiti ebona ngokwakhiwa kwedamu ledomboritsitsa umnumzana Philani Gwebu.
Kathesi sikha amanzi esihamba sisiyawathatha ungaba ngumango phose ungaba yi-4 kilometers lapho sithatha khona amanzi okunayo. So ikuswa kwaba lo mbono lokuthi senze idamu sizuze ukusizakala ngodubo lwamanzi. Ekunatheni thina abantu ezifuyweni lokuthi senze izingadi abantu baziphilise ngoba izulu lakathesi kalisani ngendlela efana nayo. Uhlupho olukhona lapha yikuthi asila nje esingathi ngokwethu esithembele khona siyancediswa lapha lalapha.
Izakhamizi zithi zincediswa zinhlanganiso ezizimeleyo ukwakha leli damu kodwa zikhala ngokuthi zisebenza zilambile nangumangweyo laleziko emzini emnengi. Unkosikazi Zolibanzi Mpofu ngukhansila kaward 2 eGwanda North.
Sibe lenhlanhla ke ngokuthola inhlanganiso ye-CRS yesincedisileyo kakhulu nge-material. Badala bayasebenza khonapha i-community yesebenza kodwa kabala kudla bakudlayo besebenza khonapha basebenza sibili belambile kakhulu. Esihle sifisa ukuthi nxa singathola ukuncediseka ngokudla bathi besebenza besidla abadala. Ngokusukhaleyo ukuthi i-community yaphatheka yesebenza khonapha obhilida basukumile emakhaya bayakha. Kodwa kabala zuzu engathi bayithola ngathi umbe ngathi liholombe allowance basebenza ngokuzimisela kwabo nje.
Inhlanganiso yeMelika ecubungula isimo sendlala emhlabeni jikelele FMIN Early Warning System Network FuseNet yethule umbiko kuliviki sithi amadamu amaningi asetshile eZimbabwe ngenxa yokoma kwemkhathi kanye nezigotsho eziningi lazo azisela manzi. Ithi lokhu sokubangela ukuthi isimo sendlala sibe sibi ngamandla elizweni. Esigabeni seGungwe eGwanda South izakhamizi zijabulile kulandela ukusungulwa kohlelo lokulungisa idamu lazo eladilika ngomnyaka ka-2016 ngemva kokuchitheka kwezulu elikhulu eladala umonakalo endaweni ezijiyeneyo. Lo msebenzi uqhutshwa yinkampani ye-JR Goddard Contracting yona eqhatshwe ngabe Gwanda Community Share Ownership Trust. Usobhuku weGungwe uMnumzana Thuso wadenga uthi ukulungiswa kwaleli damu sekulethe ithemba kuzakhamizi esazile minyaka zibhekane lodubo lwamanzi.
Idamu khona kweGungwe kukhanya liyalungiswa sikwathembisa okutsho ukuthi ngesikhathi esizayo sibona ngane hayi amanzi zizakuba lawo. Okwakathesi siphila ngeGorani yiko lapho asihlanganela khona abantu ukuthi amazanathe ngezifiyo zethu khonapho.
Isiphathamandla se-JR Goddard Construction uMnumzana Francis Ngwenya uthi umbundo waleli damu uza kwengezwa ukuze ubambe amanzi amaningi.
Esithembisa ukuthi izulu lalonyaka amanzi akhona sizawabamba. Umnyaka lo usiyaphela babe sebelamanzi abantu beGungwe. Okunye njengakwengeza yikuthi leli damu leGungwe silengezile ubukhulu balo kokade liko khona okutshengisa ukuthi amanzi ebeliwabamba ekuqaleni lingakadabuki asaza kwengezwa kathesi ukuya phezulu nge-1 meter okutshengisa ukuthi la manzi azabelapha sezangezelwa asezaba maningi kulokhu akade yikho khona.
Lanxa kulokukhanya edamu leGungwe bubuvilibane edamu leThulimanyange lapho umsebenzi wokwakha leli damu osumisiwe njalo ngenxa yokusilela kwemali. Leli lidamu elikhulu mpela elikhangelelwe ukusiza abantu abaningi ngoba lizabamba amanzi aphezu kwesilinganiso sama-cubic meters ayizigidi ezingamathumi amathathu 33 million cubic meters. Kodwa ukhansila kawa-13 eGwanda South uMnumzana Miklas Ndlovu udoka udanisayo ukuthi akula lutho olwenziwayo ekwakheni leli damu okwamanje.
Leliyani damu sithe sibona kuqaliswa sathi nangu umesiya sefikile lapho ezabonakala sesiphila kahle. Hatshi eqinisweni elihle akula lutho, akula lutho sibili nezisebenzi sezizaqunywa ezinye bezisebenzijane kuvela akula lutho sibili eManyange komile.
Amadamu amaningi esabelweni seMatabeleland South kasabamba amanzi ngoba esegqibelekile okubangela ukuthi atshe masinya ikakhulu nxa kungela zulu njengalonyaka. Inkomo ziyafa ngokubanjelwa edakeni emadamu amaningi sikhuluma nje njalo uhulumende uthi kusiyaphela umnyaka kulakho ukufa inkomo ezedlula ezigidi ezimbili 2.3 million ngenxa yokuthilela kwamanzi lokudla. Ngimele umsakazo we-Studio 7 ngiseGwanda ngu-Albert Ncube.
Ube
Uhlelo lwabasakhulayo namuhla sise Plumtree esigabeni sakomadlambuzi. Sixoxa lo Johnson Ndebele, umkhandi wensimbi ophila ngokwenza izinqola lokunye okuthiyeneyo.
Salibonani balaleli uStudio 7. Umsebenzi engiwenzayo ngiyalenzisa izinqola lama window frame. Ukuthi kumadlambuzi laphana ngiyatholakala, madlambuzi center kumbe emkhomeni business center ngiyatholakala.
Ukuze wakhe inqola usuka phansi uze uye phutsha, ungathi usebenzisa malini? Njalo nxa usuyithengisa, uyithengisa ngemali?
Imali engiyisebenzisayo imali engange 400 US dollar. And mase ngithengisa, ngithengisa ngemali engange 550 US dollar.
Yiziphi ingxaki ohlangana lazo?
Ingxaki ehlangana lazo kubhizinisi yikusilela kwepetroli, kusilela kwepetroli. And then ngiyabe nesifiso sokuthi ngabe abanye abasakhulayo njengami babe nesifiso sokuthi umsebenzi lo engiwenzayo bengabakwazi ngibafundisa into enjengemitshina esilelayo. Ngabe nesifiso sokuthi ukhule kube industry enkulu.
Wawufundela ngapha umsebenzi?
Indaba yomsebenzi yokuthi ube uzokwazi uzovuthe sibili abantu bekuncoma ukuthi hayi umsebenzi wayeza ngendlela eyiyo. Inke ngiqale lapho ukuthi from ngisesephansi ngakakwanisa ukuthi ngayenza umsebenzi wezandla. But ngilesifiso sasesikolo ngangu-form 2 ngangifunda i-woodwork. Ngabonisa uthando uticha uMr. Msemwa owayengifundisa uwoodwork. Wayelokhu engifundisa izinto ze-woodwork, lokhu engifundisa lokho ngaze ngayokuma kumform 4 esifundweni zami. Ngalesifiso sokuthi ngiye kukhosi ngezandla zabazali zasuka zabamfishane. Angisaphumelelanga but lokho ngilwisa ngizama ukuthi ngibe lolwazi ngomsebenzi ezandla. Ngabona-ke ukuthi i-woodwork akulula ukuthi umsebenzi onjenganalowo uwuthole. Ngase ngicabanga ukuthi ngayenza i-welding or i-building, ngabe sengibona ukuthi ayi i-welding isenhliziyweni yami ngicabange kuqala. Ngabe lokho ngizama ngabuyela futhi ku-Mr. Msemwa ngisiyabuza ukuthi le nsimbi ikhathwa njani, kuthiwa yini, ma uyimesha uyimesha njani. Ngabe lokho ngifunda ngithola ulwazi kancane kancane, ngingena ku-YouTube lokho ngizama ukuthi ngibe le experience. Ngasuka lapho ngathenga isimbi zakudala lezimbhida lezi zazikhona ebantwini. Ngaqala-ke sengenza amaseko ngithengisa, abantu bencoba lo bencoma lo msebenzi. Hayi ngabona ukuthi hayi akulanswaka kula bantu abasolayo. Ngabe lokho ngikhula kanjalo mbona lezi moto sezibuya kimi ngisekhaya kumadlambuzi kwapha. Bachisela abantu bebuye bebonge bethi hayi imisebenzi uyawuyenza. Lokho ngidinga experience. Ngibiza la abanye abantu abakwazi ukuchisela ngithi ngayenza into, ngibabize ngithi hayi mafowethu ngicela ke limbonise lapha ukuthi ungabe kurongo ngaphi. Hayi bethi hayi kuhle. Lokho ngiqhubeka kanjalo lamanje ngingacabanga ukwenza ulutho kumbe ukudizayina something. Ngiyangena ku-YouTube ngisethe mboni lokho ngithole i-experience kwaphana. Yindlela yami yokufunda umsebenzi. Ikhosi ukuze ngibe wazi lo msebenzi ngalesifiso, but ngenxa yokuthi izandla zabazali zifitshane ngayihluleka, but manje sengile experience yakhona lo.
Abasakhulayo njengawe ungathanda ukuthini kubo? Ngoba siyabona abanengi batshona bebhoda ngezitolo benatha utshwala njalo besebenzisa izidakamizwa.
kwabasakhulayo njengami ababelesifiso sokuthi bengabe lemizamo yemisebenzi ezandla, kodwa belokho benjani besasendimeni le ndima yentshengo, kuyabanzima ukuthi kube le mpumelelo ngoba lokhu ingcosana okubili okuthathu uyabukutholile uyabucabanga intshengo. So kuyaphambanisa izimiso zakho kumbe izifiso zakho. So ontshengo labo abalungayo
abangathanda ukuxhumana lawe mhlawumbe befuna ukuthenga inqola lokunye okulungisayo bakuthola njani?
Abathanda ukuthi bengisapoti bathenge izinto engizilungisayo kumbe engizenzayo. Njengoba besithi umntwana ngokhuliswa ngumakhelwane, bengangithola kunombolo lezi 0711385122. Ngiyosibiza futhi 0711385122.
UJohnson Ndebele ngosakhulayo ohlala ePlumtree esigabeni sakomadlambuzi ophila ngokukhiqiza izinqola lokunye okuthiyeneyo.
The Voice of America.
Kuhlelo lwamasiko lokuphila kwabantu namuhla silomnumzana uBusani Spanda.
Sengana masiko
wesenzi umandla
lawa bamkhulu
namasiko
babelo bola
usenzi umandla.
Ngibingelele babunkomo labalalele. Engiliphathele khona namhlanje nanku kubalulekile nje. Sizothanda ukubheka ukuthi yini isiko. Sikhuluma ngani masikhuluma ngesiko? Abanye bathi isiko into yamadlozi, into yezinyanga, into yezangoma. Athi mawukhuluma ngesiko athi umzali, mntanami mina kangisangeni lapho nsindisiwa ngifuna into zamadlozi la kwami. Isiko libuya kumdali. Yini isiko? Isiko isisombululo oyi answer, isicazululo senkinga yesizwe isizwe esibhekane nayo. Impendulo kube kuthiwa yisiko mayibuya kumdali. Into yenziwa continuously. For example, atekdala mandulo bekuthi mayisizwe silenkinga imvula kayinethi bayisizwe siyempini siyahlaselwa inkomo ziyafa nje kule mkhuhlane singayazi uyagulwa nje kukhona nje into engahambi kahle. Bebehlangana besiyinkosini yabo, inkosi yabo ibiyibheka lenkinga isuke lapho nayo idlulisa inkinga kwimboni. Yini imboni? Imboni ngumuntu oyimediator between izwe lenyama lezwe lomoya, ophathiswe isibani sizwe, okhanyisile isizwe, ombathwe izidalwa zezwe lesithunywa esikhulu ideyithi exhumene lomdali. So lo muntu bebesimabe inkosi idlulisela kuye, yena abese siyakhala kumdali through isithunywa esikhulu. Maye siyakhala kumdali through isithunywa esikhulu, mala mpendulwe isehla ibuya mhlawumbe njengoba imvula kayinethi kuthiwa hayi thathani gawulani izihlahla ezijaziwe elizulu dobha amathambo litshisa idleko zabo thekwani tshisani. Liyana mpendulo ma kuthiwa every year before izulu linethe libe lisenza njalo gawula litshisa lisenza ini gawula yampendulo lena mayibuya kube kuthiwa yisiko. Isiko lesizwe ngoba impendulo befika adlulisele enkosini, inkosi ibisisenza imbizwe ibiza isizwe ibisidlulisa ukuthi hayi kuthiwa manje as every before imvula iqale kumele sigawule izihlahla sitshise senze 1 2 3 1 2 every kuthiwa yisiko. Sometimes kuthiwa abantu mabazile ngelanga elinje, ilanga elinje yabo yazilwe lezi yisiko sesizwe. Isiko yi-answer ebuya kumdali, ebibuya kumdali through imboni, imboni edlulisela inkosi. Isiko liya-involva kwamasiko angapheli. So kusiba la masiko ade senzeka kwesikhathi esithile aphele kubuye futhi kuyecelwa ngokunye kubuye kuqala amasiko amasha bekunjalo. So abantu bakudala okhokho bethu kade be-powerful ngoba kade beyazi hierarchy, bebengaziyeli kumdali. Babekwazi ukuthi siye enkosini yethu, inkosi yethu sidlulisele kulo phezulu ngokomoya. Yena lo ombathwe esidala udlulisela kumdali. Asibuye silethele i-answer. That's why okhokho bethu kade be-powerful, very powerful. Kade besiyokulwa labantu abaphethe imbhobho, bona bephethe imikhonto kade benqoba. Kade be-powerful ngoba kade beyazi hierarchy futhi kade beyihloniphe hierarchy. That's why kade be-powerful. Namhlanje sekulahlile konke lokhu. Sabiza into zethu ezazisiphilisa ngamademoni. Sathi kumdali siyaziyela. Asisalandeli yonke le hierarchy ebikhona. Siziyelile kumdali. Yini elungayo? Silahlile indlela okhokho bethu kade be powerful kade besesatshwa ngezinye inhlanga. That's why izinye inhlanga zabuya zeza la ngoba okhokho bethu kade be powerful. Ilandela indlela zabo zeqiniso ezibaxhumanisa lomdala. Thina salahlo kwethu, salandela indlela esingazazi. Yikho namhlanje siyilapha abantu abanje. Yikho namhlanje singayindawo empilweni. Yikho namhlanje singunamba last ka yonke into nje. Yonke into nje kwezinye siyinamba last yazo zonke inhlanga ngoba silahla indlela yethu. Ebisiphilisa indlela kathi senzokhokho besatshwe ngezinye izizwe kathi senzokhokho bahlonitshwe bakhothanyelwe ngezinye izizwe sabiza amasiko ethu madimoni naswa singabantu abasoko sibonge
umnumzana Busani Spanda ingcwethi kwezamasiko Zimbabwe. Kuhlelo vuselela umoya namuhla silomfundisi Thande Kozintimkandla.
Zihlozi inkosi ezithandekileyo, asivuseleleni imoya yethu le ehlala isihlukumeza ngenxa yezinto ezishiyene. Sizakhangela eBhayibhelini iTestament elitsha ngokuloba kukamvangeli uLuka isahluko sechumi. Siqale endimeni yamashumi amabili nanhlanu sisiya kuma endimeni yamashumi amabili nesificaminembili. Kufundeka kanje uLuke chapter 10 siqalise verse 25. Bega wase kusukuma isazimthetho esithile samlinga sathi mfundisi ngizakwenzana ukuba ngidle ifa lokuphila ophakade na. 26 wathi kuso kulotshweni emthethweni ufunda kanjani? Verse 27 saphenda sathi weyithanda inkosi uNkulunkulu wakho ngayo yonke inhliziyo yakho nangawo wonke umphefumulo wakho nangawo onke amandla akho nangayo yonke ingqondo yakho nomakhelwane wakho njengalokhu uzithanda wena. Verse 28 wayesethi kuso uphendule kahle yenza lokho uzakuphila. Zihloze inkosi ezithandekileyo, lapha sihlangana le ndaba engathi mina indaba emnandi ngokumangalisa kwayo nokuqumbaqumba kwayo ngoba kuthiwa kule ndoda eyayisazi umthetho mhlawumbe ngesilungu singathi wayengu-professor of law ngoba izizikhwica mfundo phela labo ababizwa ngalawo magama. Into engithanda kakhulu ngalo professor lo kuthiwa wasukuma wamlinga uJesu ngombuzo othi ngenzani ukuze ngidle ilifa lokuphila kunaphakathi na. Zihlobo zenkosi ezithandekileyo, baningi abantu abeza kithi ngendlela ezishiyeneyo bezosilinga ngezinto lathi ezingasihuga, lathi esingazikhwabitha, esingazithanda, kodwa bona besilinga nje. Abanye mhlawumbe gabaze basilinga mhlawumbe ngamazwi aphuma emlonyeni, kodwa ngezenzo zabo. Abanye ke basilinga ngendlela zokuthi balempahla ezingakanani, naleyo mpahla iyabe ingaziwa ukubana itholakale kanjani. Abanye basilinga ngemfuyo yabo, ngezikhundla zabo, ngalokho abayikho khona. Sibe sesithatheka ngobana iningi labantu bayawuthanda ukuthatheka, sibe sesiphambuka-ke endleleni. Kodwa le ulo uprofesa uyambuza uJesu emlinga njengoba ngisitsho ukuthi kambe wayengenzani ukuze adle ilifa elokunaphakade. Khangela njani, wayefuna ukuthi abe yisazi mthetho okunaphakade, into engasoziphele eselibele ukubana impilo yakhe izakwedlula emhlabeni. UJesu abe sesikade kulotshweni embhalweni njengoba ufunde kangaka nje ayihlabele impendulo aqambe konke ngaphezu okuthanda uNkulunkulu nenhliziyo yakhe namandla akhe ingqondo yakhe umphefumulo wakhe ngakho konke aze athande lomakhelwane wakhe njengalokhu ezithanda yena. Impendulo kaJesu engiyithanda ithi uphendule kahle, yenza lokhu uzawuphila. Nangu umuntu eyazi into okumele ayenze, uyakwazi okufunekayo ukuze impilo yakhe ibe mnandi, impilo yakhe ibe nhle, kodwa ubuya uzolenga uJesu abuye aphendule ngendlela uJesu athi uphendule kahle. Yenza njalo uzawuphila, ungabi nguprofesa wezinto zasemhlabeni, dinga izinto zikamoya. Sikhuleke Baba, vula ingqondo zethu singazenzisi, silandele lokho utsho ilizwi lakho. Amen.
Sibonge umfundisi Thandeko Zintimkandla ngohlelo Vuselela Umoya. Kwezemidlalo namuhla uEzra Chisa Sibanda uxoxa lowake waba intshantshi yomdlalo wokugijima lokweqa uJuma Phiri. Okwamanje uPhiri usengumphathi weqembu lenguqu eleArenal Movers elidlala kusigaba sePremier Soccer League.
UJuma Phiri udabuka koBulawayo njalo ungomunye wabadlali abake badla ubhedu eZimbabwe.
Ngazalwa mhla ka 2 February 1973 eLandaba Clinic. Ngafunda eGampu Primary School uGrade 1 to Grade 4. Then ngasensuka ngayafunda eHenry Law Grade 5, Grade 7. Then ngasuka lapho ngaye Hamilton Boys High.
UPhiri uthi ezemidlalo kwahle wazithakazelela esafunda eHamilton High School.
Ngangisenza ama sprints le high jump, ngayiqala nge mistake if I may say. I was concentrating more on ama sprints. High jump at the time, uXolani Mabhemoyo, I fell sick and who I was master wethu asked me, I gladly accepted. I never looked back from that day. Ngase ngirecruitwa iWanki Athletics Club. We were concentrating more on the Chamber of Mines. Ngihlale endlini kaPrize Ndlovu noMrs Ndlovu. And in my life, they really played a big role.
Njengomuntu owayelesiphiwo emdlalweni etheneyo, uPhiri uthi wabona kungcono ukuthi aqinise kakhulu kumdlalo owodwa. Wasekhetha okweqa, owe high jump, wekela ibhola lokugijima.
Athletics really took me far and wide in the world. I represented the country not in the Olympics but ama regional competitions. The extent of it, one particular time I was fifth best in Africa, Southern Region, as a high jumper.
UJuma wenza izimanga seqa wanqoba umncintiswano eminingi waze wangena la kwezwekazi le Africa.
I broke national record in Zimbabwe in 1999. It was 210. I broke it to make it 215. And then a week later, I broke it to 216. A record which has been existent up until last year. Yeah, broke after 24 years. I'm now more on the administration part of sport.
Okumanje uJuma Phiri uyisiphathamandla uqembu lenguqu leBulawayo Arnel Movers. Ngimele 7 igama lami Ezra Jesus Banda.
Zazi la buzi lo akitu hamu kale zazi la bufelo
kale zazi la
bufelo
abahlabeleli beZimbabwe bathi labo balahlekelwe kakhulu ngokutshona komculi wakwele South Africa olodumo obesonta iZCC uSoli Mohulu. Sixoxele omunye wabaculi laba uMkhando Sikhandayo.
Kuningi esifundile kuye futhi kuningi ebesisakulindile ukuthi sikufunde kuye. Silahlekelwe kakhulu singabaculi abancane. Kuningi ebesithi masikwenza sikopa, ziningi ingoma zakhe ezithi mazicula zisiyakhe imimoya.
UMkhando Sikhandayo ngumculi kamasikandi weZimbabwe ocula ekwele South Africa. Wanele Mthwakazi olivalelisayo nguntungamilinkomo.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupa inhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.
Hi, I'm VOA's Tommy McNeil with your worldwide news update. AP